Hey, this is Aaron Holt. I'm the director of Lead the Generation. I'm joined today by my co-host, Gilbert Ackerman, youth pastor at Allison Park Church.
We just want to say thanks for joining us today for the LTG Student Leadership Podcast. We believe that leadership is all about influence, so we want to help you discover new ways to reach your friends for Christ and lead your generation.
If this podcast is helpful to you, it would mean the world to us if you'd write a review and rate it on whatever platform you're listening from. And hit subscribe. We'll be dropping new episodes several times a week throughout the school year.
And be sure to share if you think this would benefit other students like you. Feel free to check out the show notes for more ways to connect with our ministry and our guests.
This podcast is sponsored by our partner, WorldServe International. WorldServe is addressing the water crisis in Africa, where over 790 million people don't have access to clean drinking water. You and I can be part of solving this crisis. Go to worldserveintl.org to get started.
So get ready. The Student Leadership Podcast starts right now.
Welcome to the Student Leader Podcast. This is Aaron, joined by my good friend Gil. And all this week on the podcast, we've had Jamie Paul, evangelist extraordinaire and new dad just days ago at the time of this recording. Jamie, you and your wife were blessed with a baby girl. Are you getting any sleep yet at all? It's too early in the process, right?
No sleep. We're in the no sleep mode right now. Zero.
Oh man, these are the kind of moments where I sit back and say, I'm so glad I don't have kids right now. I'm going to go home to my cat and we're both going to just take a nap on the couch. Like, that's going to be wonderful.
But that's embarrassing because you said I'm going to go home to my cat. So that's a whole other podcast we're going to do.
Just wait.
My cat's pretty awesome. I don't know. But okay, Jamie, so here's our question for the day. All right. So let me ask this. What is your age, by the way? How old are you?
32.
Okay. So we're about the same age. I'm 31. We have the same childhood memories and things like that. What movie from our childhood, do you think students should go back and watch? You're like, man, this was so good. It might not be watched a lot right now, but you need to go back and absolutely make sure you watch this. I can tell you what mine is if you need a moment to think.
Yeah, tell me what yours is.
The very first Pokemon movie. That stuff slapped. It was so good.
Really?
Yeah, Pokemon Movie 2000, I think is the name of it. I mean, maybe that was the second one. I forget. But yeah, it was just good, man. Takes you back to the old days of Pokemon. Little Pikachu. Oh, it's great.
Hands down, my answer is the first movie I ever saw in a movie theater, Sandlot.
I knew you were going to say that as a baseball guy. I was thinking in my head, if I ask this question, he's 100% going to say Sandlot. I wish I told Aaron that.
That's a good choice. My respect for you is just going up right now. There's so many good lines in there. Actually, there's some really good leadership principle in there, too. I don't know if you're going to tie into it, Jamie, but maybe we'll do another podcast on that one.
But wait, what about your respect for me with Pokemon movie? Does that go
dude,
up as well?
You're a gamer, and I've just never been a gamer, so that kind of stuff for me just like never hit. So I'm sorry. Man. Yeah,
don't go. Gilbert, let me help you. You lost respect twice here. You said cats earlier, yeah. So listen.
You're a dog guy?
Dogs. This is just a fact of life. Dogs are better than cats.
Yes.
And two.
Yes.
Pokemon. What?
Yes.
Man. I'm not feeling the love today, but hey, I still love you, Jamie.
Jamie, if I ever need a new co-host, I'm calling you first. So. All right, let's jump into it. Leadership. What do you have for students that are listening today, Jamie?
We've been talking about generosity this whole week, and I want to close on this note. I kind of want to close where I wanted to open, and it's generosity is intentional. We have to plan our generous life. We have to plan our generous serving. We have to plan our generous praying, our generous worshiping. We have to plan our generous giving with our resources, right? We have to plan generous resting, right? Rest is a part of generosity. The Bible talks about resting, right? Having a Sabbath. So in every area of our life, generosity is intentional because in our culture, Aaron, you said this on a previous episode that it's take, right? In our culture of America. And we want to get everything. We want to be rich. We want to be famous. We want everybody to follow us on TikTok. We want our videos to go viral. But in the kingdom, it's a kingdom of giving. And so we must be intentional with that. And here's what happens, right? This is the best part about it. It's not only when we are intentional are we more like God, generosity is irresistible. And people want to be around those that give.
Yeah, I feel like the spirit of Dave Ramsey somewhere is like coming alive with what you're saying. What is the phrase he always said? Like he's like generous people are blah 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 people, or like he has like a little. Do you guys know? Nah, okay, I don't know. I love the idea of the intentionality behind it, because so often I think it becomes the last thing we think about. You know, the way that we orient our time or orient our schedule or our thought life or our finances, it's usually whatever's left over. That is what God gets. But what he's looking for is, you know, I think of like in the Old Testament, I don't even know if this is what made you think of this, but like you would always give the nicest portion of meat whenever you sacrificed it to God. Do you know what I mean? You wouldn't give him like, you get like the little chicken foot here because we can't eat that anyways. You could just like have that little bit, or like the beak. But like you would actually give something that is like a portion of the animal that really represents like your posture towards God, you know?
Yeah. I want to get really practical with this for every student that's listening. You become intentional about investing into yourself. So how do I do that, Jimmy? I do listen to this student leadership podcast. I don't want you to just listen to the student leader podcast. I want you to carve out time first thing in the morning. I want you to wake up 20 minutes earlier than you typically do. I want you to get your notepad, your pen. I know that sounds crazy. Who uses a pen or a pencil anymore? Okay, then grab your phone, an iPad, whatever it is. And I want you to turn on the student leader podcast in the mornings, 3 days a week when the episodes drop. And I want you to be intentional with the first 20 minutes of your day to invest in your leadership ability, into your leadership capacity, because what will happen is it will set you up to see the moments during the day that you need to use your God-given leadership abilities to where you can take that stage in the classroom, you can take that stage with your friends, and you can lead them through their moments of crisis, through their moments of despair. You can be the person that God called you to be, but you have to be intentional with it. You have to do it early. David says in the Old Testament, he said, God, early I seek you, right? So early we pray, early we invest.
So good. And I love how you tied that in just even there with right at the end with David and, you know, early I seek you, just talking about that intentionality. I want to jump back to just one phrase that you said a minute ago, Jamie, because it just jumped out at me. You said generosity is irresistible. And I was thinking about that in some of the conversations that I have with student leaders, or even some of my own daughters, as we're talking a lot about leadership right now in their life as high school students and college students. And that is just this idea that like a life lived generously is seen by others as a person where that they want to be around. Like it's like that's for me how I interpreted it when you said generosity is irresistible. You become the kind of student leader that other students look to and say, that's who I want to be around, or that's who I want to hang out with, or that's who I want to be, you know, at my lunch table because of the way they live their life. That's what I'm interpreting as, but I wanted to pitch it back to you. Like, double click on that phrase one more time for us, because I think it's so important. Generosity is irresistible. How does Jamie break that down?
Yeah, there's two types of people in the world. There's only two types. There's people who make deposits, and there's people who make withdrawals. And so either you are adding value or literally you are sucking the life out of people. And I can tell you, in the household that I grew up in, when I was a kid, I grew up in a household that had a parent who was drug and alcohol addicted, who was in and out of jail. There was so many fights that were in my household going on. I had one parent who would leave and we would never know when they were going to come back. They would leave for days at a time and in essence almost abandon our family. And I remember going through so many emotional, so many psychological issues. I remember I had to go through counseling. And students, if you're listening here and you're facing some of these same problems you're hearing me saying, counseling is a fantastic idea. Go ask your youth pastor to get you set up. You need this. But what happened was I allowed all of those external things to impact the internal me. And so I was always making withdrawals from people. I was always complaining to my friends. I was always complaining to my youth pastors. I was always in a bad mood. I was always upset. I was always angry because I lived a life that was take, 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 take. It was, I have problems, I have issues. And that doesn't take away from the fact that I did have problems and issues. But when it all changed is when I determined that I was no longer going to allow the external forces of the world to impact the internal force of the God who lives on the inside of me. And instead, I was going to live outwardly generous, giving of the moments of joy that I had. So there was joy, there was happiness, there was peace. I had good relationships, right? You can find those things if you intentionally look for them. And so what I did is I started to target those areas of my life and say, I'm going to pour more into that area. And the more I did that, the more those areas began to grow. And then the less I was focusing on my problems, the less I was focusing on my issues, the less I was complaining, the less I was, I would even say, whining. And then all of a sudden, my life began to transform. And what happened was this, and I'll close here because I know we got to end this podcast. I know they're normally short. Is what happened is I began to attract the right type of people into my life, right? God just placed those people there. Jim Rohn says that you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. When I looked around my peer circle, when I was a complainer, I had a lot of complainers. But when I would focus on joy, when I would focus on peace, when I would focus on a giving of my time and my talents, what happened is God began to surround me with people who were like-minded, who were just like me. And it was like a rocket ship to the moon where things really just begin to change. Do I have problems in my life today? Sure. Do I have issues in my life today? Sure. Everybody does. But I don't have time to focus on those, Aaron. What I have time for is to focus on the goodness of God. And that's what scripture tells us to do, is focus on those things that are good, that are lovely, that are pleasing to the Lord.
Oh man, Jamie, there's so many things that you said there that I want to like just go into, and I really can't, but I love the correlation that you made between complaining and generosity. Like, you hit that the nail on the head. That is such an identifier. If someone is, if I see a student complaining all the time, I just know that they're not living generously and they're not like investing themselves, because there is an attitude and mind shift that like goes with that. But Jamie, we do unfortunately have to close here, but tell us, how can students connect with you if they want to ask you questions, if they want to follow your ministry? What's the best way for them to follow you?
Yeah, they can follow me on Instagram and Facebook. It's Jamie Paugh, JameyPaugh. And they can also join our giveaway list. I do giveaways all the time. Every single month, we give away Starbucks gift cards. We give away cash. We give away all kinds of stuff. And they can do that by going to, it's my name, JameyPaugh.com/giveaway.
Well, that's so good. So students, make sure you connect with that. And before we let you go here today, we want to let you know about a review that we actually have online. It is from, I guess, a pirate follower. It's ARG1224, who says that they're sending this to their student leadership team. And we just love to be able to see that. We love to see other students getting resourced with this. So if this has been helpful to you at all, make sure you share it on social. Make sure to tag us at LTG Conference or myself at Gilbo Swaggins.
And you can tag me and find me on Instagram at Aaron Holt. Students, thanks for joining us. Remember, you're called to lead your generation. Do it with passion for Christ and love and generosity towards others. Jamie, we're going to add that in. Thanks for being with us all this week.